Hi everyone, welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Today the weekly guitar meeting is being published a day earlier because usually we are publishing the weekly guitar meeting on Fridays, but this time on Thursday because tomorrow at 4 p.m. European time on our YouTube channel, we have something huge to announce. I don't want to spoil a lot. Just visit our channel tomorrow between 3 and 4 p.m. European time. And you will see what a surprise we have for you. And I'm looking very forward to tomorrow's video. So make sure to tune in tomorrow. But let's start with this week's weekly guitar meeting, which is also going to be a special one. For today's weekly, I have picked only four guitars to showcase to you, but we have more guitars that are going to be published on our website. But because of the tight time and the video that we are going to share with you tomorrow, I didn't find the time to record all the guitars. So let's start with this one. As you can see, this guitar is made by one of the most famous, loved, skillful, and one of the greatest guitar luthiers in the modern classical guitar making history, José Luis Romaníos. And I guess I don't need to talk a lot about this guitar luthier as he's already so well known that even non-classical guitarists might have heard his name already somewhere. And this guitar of José Luis Romaníos is from 2004. And what I love about the more recent guitars and newer guitars of José Luis Romaníos is the decoration of his guitars. And as you can see, also this guitar from 2004 comes with a stunning rosette. And I think this is one of the most beautiful rosettes that I have ever seen on any guitar. And it's a lot of work, but the combination of the colors and the structure of the rosette is really second to none. And we have also a decoration on the guitar bridge and also on the headstock. And this is also very typical for the newer guitars of José Luis Romaníos, that stunning decoration of his guitars. But we have also on the back and sides of this guitar some little details which look just beautiful. And this guitar is called La Sonrisa, and Sonrisa means the smile. As you might know, José Luis Romaníos was giving his guitars always a name. And this guitar is called La Sonrisa. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And of course, with the high quality Rogers tuning machines, which work like butter. I mean, they are so good and so precise and beautiful and elegant, everything. And this guitar has the number 818. I think it's time to play a few tones on it. It's so beautiful. It's, I don't know. It's the magic of José Luis Romaníos. I don't know what to say. I will keep playing on this guitar. Thank you. This is truly remarkable that you have the same kind of intensity, loudness, volume, sustain in every position on this guitar. This is something that I don't hear that much on other guitars. And if I hear it, it's not as good as on this José Luis Romanius guitars, or in general, the José Luis Romanius guitars are also super well known for their extremely well balanced sound. Such a long sustain with even tone in every on every string and note. I mean, this is for sure one of the best guitars in terms of colors, balance, sustain that I played in the recent years. You know, what is interesting about the José Luis Romanius guitars? They all have the same sound character. They are very intimate, colorful, but at the same time, every single guitar is very unique. Maybe it's because of the names that he was giving to his guitars, and somehow as a player you keep that name in mind and it makes the guitar very unique. But also in terms of feeling and magic in the sound, every guitar is truly unique and special. Will, I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this José Luis Romanius guitar from 2004? I think I need a cup of tea before I continue with the next guitar. See you soon. The next guitar is made by a super talented and skillful and young Italian guitar luthier, Sebastiano Fracasso. And this is the Arenaria model. We had also a few months ago an Arenaria model by Sebastiano Fracasso, which was built with spruce and maple back and sides. But this guitar is built with spruce and South American Paufero back and sides, which looks beautiful. Wow, look at this. And Sebastiano Fracasso is building traditional guitars with a lot of attention to every detail, and his work is very precise. And his guitars have a specific sound character. You will hear it in a bit. I would say, let's do it. I think I like this guitar even more than the previous one, the Arenaria made by Sebastiano Fracasso. Maybe it's also due to the woods, because the other one was with maple back and sides and this one has Paufero. I have the feeling that this guitar is breathing so well and it's vibrating also more even and constantly on every part of the top. So the whole, I have the feeling that the whole top is resonating very well and not just a part. Yeah. And the color is very unique and elegant. What I like about the sound of this guitar is the mellow sound character. It's very creamy and smooth. And also the tones are coming out very fast, so it has a very good and fast response. For a traditional guitar, it's very good. And also very full-bodied tone. This is a great guitar. Thank you. I'm very curious what you are hearing from the other side, and I like this guitar a lot. It has a, as I already said, very specific sound character, and it's mellow, but you have at the same time a fast response. A guitar made by Sebastiano Fracasso, brand new from 2025, and this is his model Arenaria, a name that is not inspired. This is actually one of the first tools that the human being have start to work with and start to build different things with it. Well, let's move to the next guitar. Every time when I'm checking the list of the guitars that I have to record for the weekly, and when I see Daryl Perry, it's always a beautiful moment for me, because I love to review his guitars because they sound gorgeous. They have a beautiful tone. They are super comfortable to play, and they are also beautiful. Despite of very simple look of the guitar, they are somehow very elegant, and I love that. And this Daryl Perry guitar, I guess you know who Daryl Perry is. He is one of the most famous Canadian, or probably the most famous Canadian guitar luthier. And this guitar is from 2025. It's brand new. It has the number 264, and it comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Well, let's play a few tones on it. What a sustain. Like fresh air. You have such a great separation in the tone of Daryl Perry guitars. You can follow every tone. It's so well balanced. I think this is how a great traditional guitar should sound. You have the colors, you have the separation and that traditional tone, but you have at the same time the power and the forward going sound, and also the soft overtones that makes the hearing, the listening experience much more pleasant. This guitar. Wow. This is for sure one of those guitars that I will remember also in a few years. The Darrell Perry number 264. It's a stunning guitar in terms of sound, feeling, the tonal qualities, and everything. So congratulations to Darrell Perry for this amazing work. And let's move to the next guitar, which is the last one. And the last guitar of this week is made by a guitar luthier whose guitars have been played or still are being played by many professional concert classical guitarists. It's made by Philip Woodfield from England. And this guitar is from 2019. It has the number 416, and Philip Woodfield gave the name Edo to this beautiful guitar. And we have, as usual, the typical Philip Woodfield rosette, which is always a mix of black color, a beautiful muster and structure, and also the color of the top of the guitar. And you have also the same structure on the bridge of the guitar. We have a spruce top, and wow, look at this Amazonian rosewood back and sides. It's loud. And Philip Woodfield guitars are actually also very well known for the loud and responsive sound. And it has a lattice braced top. So that's why, you can feel the power and the punchy sound of the guitar. What do you think? Does this guitar have a more bright sound, or does it tend to sound more dark and smooth? I would say I'm hearing something nasal in the sound of this guitar, which is very typical for the lattice braced guitars. And I would say it's more dark and round, but maybe you are hearing something different from the other side. Super responsive and powerful. Well, a Philip Woodfield guitar from 2019. It's a guitar that we don't receive that much at Zika's Guitars. It's quite rare, I would say. And I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar and also the other three guitars of this week? And once again, please don't forget to check our special edition of the weekly guitar meeting tomorrow. We have a very interesting and important announcement. And I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you did, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel. Have a nice, no, it's not a weekend anymore. Have a nice Thursday and see you tomorrow, hopefully.